Well, they had a peppercorn rent of, they had to pay $100 a year for use of the bowling club because it's technically owned by the Yarra Council. When that contract ran out, instead of just renewing it, which everybody expected them to do, the council said, no, we don't want to charge you $100 a year. We want to charge you $60,000 a year, which in the big picture is not a lot to the Yarra Council, but it's devastating for a bowls club. So everyone's really shocked because it's not just like, you know, boomers playing bowls. I mean, you've got loads of young people using that place to drink, to play bowls, to have the 21st, the 30th, whatever. It's one of those issues that's cut through to all different age groups in the city of Yarra. And it's put the club in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, what's changed? Why is the Yarra Council taking this position?
Well, it's cost cutting and it's revenue raising. They've got an unsustainable financial model at Yarra. It's like an upside down pyramid. Got an extra layer of management compared to commensurate councils. They've got lots of very well paid senior executives, more than they need. And that's bleeding resources for frontline services. So rather than look in the mirror and deal with that problem, it's easier to kick down and just, you know, jack up fees, fines, charges, rates where they can. And this is just, I suppose, one of the worst examples of it.
Yeah, right. So it's happening to other services as well.
Yeah, I mean, the bin tax was jacked up by 30% this year. You know, there's been increases in childcare, in a whole range of charges and, you know, cuts as well. Privatisation, aged care was privatised by this council a few months ago. It's quite ironic. It's, you know, it's a green council. It's supposed to be to the left. But that's what's going on here. You know, it's sort of like socially progressive, but economically quite conservative.
Yeah, we're leading into the next local elections in October, and more people are beginning to realise that local councils might be the place where positive change could happen. And with an instance like this with the Fitzroy Bowls Club, that would be even more so, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of your listeners would consider themselves on the left, and, this is the easiest level of government to influence because it's the lowest level, it's the one closest to the community, and it influences far more than what we think. For example, if you had a progressive majority on the Yarra Council, or any council for that matter, I don't know, the Victorian Socialists are running hard in many municipalities around Melbourne to get people elected, and good luck to them, and Socialist Alliance with Sue Bolton and Mary Beck. What could they do? Like, for example, on housing, there's three things that council could do straight away. You know, if you had a council coming in behind and launching a proper campaign to defend public housing, similar to what the council did 10 years ago when they came in behind the campaign with all their resources to stop the East-West Tunnel campaign, it makes a huge difference. It'll take that campaign to the next level. It'll mean that the council will go to the construction union seeking work bans on the destruction of the towers and so on. The second thing they can do is bring in inclusionary zoning where they can force developers to have a percentage of social or low-cost housing in all new, larger builds. It's a thing that's quite common in Europe, but not so much here. And finally, they can even build housing on for working-class people, for young people, on land that they own. We tried that to get that over the line 3 years ago, but failed. But we're going to try it again next in the land next to Collingwood Town Hall if the independents win the election. So there are things that can be done in the here and now if a council is sort of controlled by the community and by the people and it's got, you know, that type of mindset to act and not just talk.
If we go back to the Fitzroy Bowls Club and what's happened for them, having such a large rent increase, even if they were able to actually manage to pay that, would immediately change the nature of that community resource, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, any savings they've got would be just denuded. They've had to increase the price of the alcohol that they sell at the Bowls Club. No doubt they'll have to increase their fees, their charges. And, you know, there's spill-on effects. I mean, to a community sports club, $60,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, what are the community, what have you found, what are they saying? What is the
Well,
community?
it's really interesting, Annie. As I said earlier on, like it's normally with council issues, it's boomers. It's people over the age of 40 who are pissed about the local council for whatever reason, and that's the majority of people who are interested in council issues. But this one has cut through to a lot of young people. I'm getting a lot of communications from young people who are pissed about this issue because they go to the bowls club to play bowls, to drink, to book it for parties and whatnot. And it's one of those relatively rare sort of issues that have cut through all demographics, you know. So I've heard nobody, not a single human being, has communicated to me saying that they support the increase. Everybody's opposed to it. You know, obviously, if me and the other independents win the election in October, we're going to reverse this cut
Okay,
or
thanks
repeal
very.
this cut.
Yeah.
This increase, I should say, this increase.
I mean, it's interesting because the Fitzroy, it's like with lots of things in Fitzroy, something, you know, it's like the pool, it's like the bowls club, it's like a whole range of things. It seems like a conservative outfit, but it sort of morphs into much more important cultural facility when it's in Fitzroy, it would appear.
Oh yeah, no, that's really profound what you just said. I mean, for example, the Fitzroy Footy Club, which is sort of next door, it's got 1,500 people, kids, not only kids but mainly young people in the area that play in that club, and 500 volunteers. It's got loads of young women playing sport there, playing footy there. It's one of the most progressive clubs. It's very progressive on LGBTI issues, on you know, on opposed to homophobia and sexism and racism and so on. It's a very, very progressive club. So, you know, you just tell somebody out in the public, you know, Fitzroy Footy Club, they just think, oh, whatever, you know, it's a bunch of blokes just kicking a footy around. But this is a community club that truly reflects the demographic in the inner northern suburbs at the moment. And, you know, I think the council are making a big mistake taking these clubs on. They're like the churches of the past, like in the old days. People would go to church on a Sunday, and that's where they would meet people after work, you know, like
Yeah.
people on the street. Now that doesn't happen so much, and it's, you know, it's watching a game at the Edinburgh Gardens, you know, at the Fitzroy Footy Club, or playing bowls. That's where people meet, or watching your kid play basketball or soccer, whatever. And these are the sort of the social glues in our community. And for a council to sort of just, you know, jack up fees from $100 to 60,000, it's pretty mind-blowing. Even by the standards of the Yarra Council, it's pretty out there.